Okay, here we go. Chevron, week number, what are we up to? Week number three, Camp Marashawa, LT, Chevron. Whether you're Alefot, Marigot, day camp, it's a privilege to learn Torah together. So as we always do, we're going to say something on the Parsha, and then we're going to try to connect to Shabbos a little bit. I think we're going to do this, this will be a two-week thing. But first, we have to get to the Parsha. What should we say about the Parsha? So many things to say in the Parsha. The pasuk says in the parsha, "Bnei Korach lo meisu." The children of Korach didn't die, right? Parsha's Pinchas, it talks a little bit about. There's a lot going on in Pinchas. But one of the psukim that's brought down is that. By the way, I just want to tell you, it doesn't really tell you this from a few weeks ago. That Korach's children didn't die. Shkoch. What's the message from that for us in 5/72/2022, Friday, July 22nd? I don't know. Every other day, it seems like camp's almost over. It's crazy. Alright. So, the first idea, there's two ideas I want to say about that pasuk. Korach is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so I always feel very connected to it. It's also my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And if Mir was a boy, it would have been her Bar Mitzvah Parsha. She will not be leading Parsha's Korach in 3 years in Mirtz Hashem. I have anything to do with it. So, what happened was, is that if you ever realize before Shofar, there are a few things that we say before Tkia Shofar. One of the paragraphs that we say La Maseach Livnei Korach. You know, we say it 7 times. My wife always, she's always counting on her fingers. Like, I also started to do, because you have to count, to say it 7 times, it's hard to remember. What does Korach have to do with right before Shofar? So this, I think this is the message. This is the message from a great rabbi known in Yerushalayim as the Shvilei Pinchas. And I think it's the message from today's Parsha as well. What's the message of Korach? B'nei Korach. We know Chazal tells us that B'nei Korach didn't sin. Well, they sinned, but they did tshuva. As the ground was swallowing them up, they did tshuva. Right? The pasuk says in our Parsha Girls, we just started. And you just missed a joke about One Tree Hill. And that's it. That's all. Oh, there it is. Represent. B'nei Korach lo meisu. Korach's children didn't die. But why do we talk about, right? Rosh Hashanah is only two months away. Why are we talking about Korach right before Shofar? Literally the last thing we say before Shofar, it's Tehillim in the Mems. I think it's like Membeis. In the Mems. I don't want to flex it out. Somewhere in the Mems. What does Korach and Korach's kids have to do with Shofar? So he says an incredible idea. The Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Freeman. He's the Belzer Rosh Kola in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you've heard of this from Shvilei Pinchas. So he says, just like Korach's children, they're getting swallowed up into the ground. They just did something terrible. They went against Moshe Rabbeinu, which ultimately was again going against Hashem. Chazal told us that they did tshuva in the ground. But they Korach lo meisu, they didn't die. That even though they were being swallowed up, and maybe they physically died, but they did tshuva. Says the Shvi'ez Pinchas, want to know why we read that paragraph before Shofar? What's on everyone's mind during Shofar? I know what's on my mind. Like, this is like the last few seconds we have to do tshuva. It's the same way that Korach's children had those last few seconds and they did tshuva down deep. They had the ability, you know, and say, I don't know what happened the rest of the year. Maybe the rest of the year I was chilling with Lucas and Nathan and the whole Peyton and whatever, in your own world, whatever that means in your world. But at the end of the day, right now before Shofar, Hashem, the real me, I'm coming to you. And we invoke the children, the message of Bnei Korach lo meisu. The message of Bnei Korach lo meisu is that a Jew, it's never too late. It's never too late to do tshuva. Like the Kotzker Rebbe said, it's late, but it's never too late. Meaning, a person always has to feel that little pressure, but not like the whole world's coming to an end. Like Rabbi Nachman says, Ein shum yesh v'al m'chal. Ein shum, like, I'm sure you guys don't sing right now, but Ein shum yesh. There's not, a Jew can never give up. A Jew can never give up. So much so, is that that's the, why we read that paragraph right before Shofar. And that comes from our parsha. B'nei Korach lomesu, the children of Korach didn't die. Yes, maybe physically they were being swallowed up. But Chazal tells us that even in the ground, a Jew can even at the last second be able to do tshuva and be able to turn his life or turn her life around. That's the first message I want to say, B'nei Korach lomesu. The second message of B'nei Korach lomesu, which I think is very appropriate for the 3 weeks. I don't know if this happened in your lives on Erev Shabbos, but in my house, growing up in my house, continue now, Erev Shabbos is very stressful. Yeah. Because there's so much Kedusha, there's so much holiness coming in. So when that happens, is that there's got to be there's got to be Zelu Mazeh, which is a pasuk in Tanakh. I don't know where. You say when you don't know something, you just say Chazal. If you don't know what's a Gemara Medrash, just say Chazal. If you don't know it's a pasuk, you say somewhere in Tanakh. So I don't know where the pasuk. But Zelu Mazeh means that if I have to go to the Kotel is the holiest place in the world. What's going to be right next to the Kotel? The Mamilla Mall. When you feel like you're in Roosevelt Field, what is there a Mamilla Mall? Sorry, I'm getting ranting now. Why is there a Mamilla Mall near the Kotel? Should be. Why is there an Abercrombie or whatever Hollister? I just want to go to the Kotel, the holiest place in the world, and there's a mall. By the way, it's very safe. Well, so that's the place everyone should walk. You shouldn't go anywhere else. But what is that? Because and anything in holiness, the more holiness, the more potential for not holiness, for the opposite of holiness. So why am I telling you this? So Erev Shabbos is a very big time of Kedusha. But because Shabbos is so holy, that means there's a lot of Yitzhar wants to try to be able to take that away and put that mall by the Kotel, right? The Kotel is Shabbos in our lives. And the mall is like that strife and that arguing and that, it's my turn with the... And the electricity goes off because you're doing your hair. Gabby was telling me the whole thing. It was a whole day. I had to turn the thing on. It was a whole thing. I'm sure it doesn't happen in your bunks. And everyone's yelling and screaming and I need to get to the bracelets. At the end of the day, Ubnei Korach lo mesu. Says B'nai Sassar, such a powerful idea. B'nai Korach lo mesu means, in every generation, there are children of Korach. B'nai Korach lo mesu means, in every generation, there are people who are negative. There are people that are looking for fights. They're looking for an out. They're looking to be able to, you know those, I'm not, God forbid, I don't know most of your names, but there are people in everyone's lives that you just think that, who, they're just never happy. Never, maybe some of your campers, never happy. It's always this, and if it's not that, it's something else. B'nei Korach lo mesu, says the B'nai Sassar. This is Jordan and Adam Arabak's great, 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 great grandfather, B'nai Sassar, and writes in his Igret de Kala. B'nei Korach lo mesu means, in every generation, there's going to be people who are going to be negative, and always be looking for what she said. I can't believe what she said. Did he see what she said at Pegisha? Did he see what, or whatever, did you see what she said on Instagram? Our job is to be positive, especially during the 2 weeks. The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says that in every generation that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, it's as if we destroyed it. So at the end of the day, there are two messages from B'nai Korach Lamesu. One, the Shir Pinchas says, a Jew could always do tshuva. How do we know that? B'nai Korach Lamesu means that the children of Korach, even down deep into the ground, they were ready to do tshuva. They were ready to return to Hashem. And that's why we mentioned that right before Tkiyah Shofar, to tell us, every single one of us, in less than 2 months, a little more than 2 months, we're going to be standing in, I don't know, Chodesh Av is this week, so 2 months, mamish. 2 months from Thursday. Crazy, Thursday. 2 months from Thursday, we're going to be standing in front of Hashem. Even those last seconds, we could always do tshuva. Oh, anyone here going to Umrah? Me neither. Hopefully we'll all be going to Umrah, it's Hashem. Okay, no, anyone? Maybe not? Okay, yeah. Okay, good. Hopefully Shana Bet. All be zochet in the Shalom. 2 months. So at the end of the day, we could always do tshuva. And the second one, the B'nai Sassar says, B'nai Korach Lamesu, in every generation, there's always going to be people who are going to be B'nai Korach. Who are going to be people that are negative and looking for this and looking for that, looking for problems. Maybe just it's our charge, our opportunity. It's very easy to look for negative. Maybe it's our time and our turn and our challenge to be able to always look for the positive. It's very easy to look at the Friday night meal and say, "Can't believe it. It's like jail." And running in the fish, and they're running in the soup, and they're running in. Anyone have that feeling already that this Friday night? But when it comes after, like, okay, it's not so bad. I canceled my old tissues for the rest of the year. I'm not doing this. I have this thing at the table. Now I'm getting ranting. Everyone know what I'm talking about here? No, you guys are in the staff dining room. Anyone here? Manigo? You know what I'm talking about? Like this meal, it's like very tense. Like, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? So you can look at it in a negative way. Or you can look in a positive way. The positive way is that the camp shine their best. It's one shift. It's very hard. And the first Shabbos, everyone's just running around. It's very, very hard. Because we just have to do our best. Okay. Now to the second part of today's topic. So the past few weeks, we've talked Parshavort, and we talked about an idea on Shabbos. The first week, we talked about, what did we talk about? Candles. Right? We talked about candles from the Bilvavi. Right? And then we talked about Belvavi talking about Oneg Shabbos. Now we're going to talk about Sefer from Beit Shemesh. It all goes back to Eretz Yisrael, Chavrah. Girls, it's always Eretz Yisrael. Whether it be Belvavi from Eretz Yisrael, or From the Pinchas, we just Yichud Hashabbos. Anyone here go to Tiferet Beit Shemesh? Anyone heard of Beit Shemesh? You want to tell your aunt or cousin for Beit Shemesh for Shabbos or something like that? Yeah. So in Beit Shemesh, there's a great tzaddik. There's a lot of tzaddikim in Beit Shemesh, not just Reshit and Burgers Bar and where my wife's grandparents are buried, and Mitzvah Shimon, I'll be buried. I brought Chevy there once to the funeral. I brought her to the cemetery because we went. It's a big thing to down by your grandparents. So like, what am I? Keep them in the car. So I brought them. I said Chevy and Mira, but I really was talking to Chevy Mira. I don't know where she was. I said, Chevy, see? I said, you see this piece of grass? This is where I'm going to be one day. You come down. So my wife Rachel's like, you're not well. Okay. She said, okay, very good. But she was like three. She didn't remember. Eretz Chaim. Eretz Chaim is a good view. It's a good view. So right near Eretz Chaim in Beit Shemesh is a great base midrash known as Nezer Yisrael, of Kluger, right? My Soul's Desire. I think we have it in the back over there. Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. I think it's in the back. I gave it to Mrs. Hakazer to put in here. But he's a great rabbi. Anyone know Rav Judah Michel from Hask? So Rav Judah's rabbi is Rav Kluger. Rav Kluger is a big tzaddik. And he has a sefer on Yichud HaShabbos. This is actually, he has like three svarim on Shabbos. This is the second one. He has an incredible piece on the Shabbosos or Shabbosim, however you want to say it. I didn't do well in Hebrew in Hebrew class. Shabbatot, Shabbosim. Okay, whatever way. On the great privilege of Shabbos is when? The Shabbos is of the 3 weeks. The Shabbos of the 3 weeks are not a regular Shabbos. And we're going to see why. If you look on the top of the page, the first underline says Tiferet Shlomo, Parshas Dvarim. You see that in the bold? So he titles this Rav Lach Shevas Be'emek HaBacha. Right? That's a line out of Lecha Dodi. Rav Lach Shevas Be'emek HaBacha is how great is the dwelling place in the midst of your tears. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radamsky Rebbe. Shabbos Kodesh B'mei HaMetzorim, Shabbos during the 3 weeks, Hu Yoser Gadol Mikol Yemos Hashana. They're greater than any other Shabbos during the rest of the year. Pretty strong opening line, yeah? Why would you ask? Why was it better than Shabbos Gadol and Shabbos Shuva? I actually had a mind. Why is it better than Shabbos Shuva and better than Shabbos Gadol? Anyone? Right, exactly. So you think it would be the opposite. Not only shouldn't be, it just be a regular Shabbos. So Bella, mm-hmm. Bella just said something very powerful. Oh, you're going to say something? Oh, so I think you guys are both saying the same thing. Maybe I'm going to try to bridge it together. Bridget. She's not, it sounds like a name she should be in Montreal, but no. Not in Montreal. Like one of the Chevra. Bridget. Okay, stay on force. We're not talking about Montreal right now. Very good. Probably the only shiur that's ever been on Wai Torah with Montreal references and like rabbis from Beit Shemesh and Yerushalayim. Okay, excellent. Hopefully the only ones. I think what Bella and Rina are saying is that as the days of the 3 weeks are supposed to be days of introspection. There's no such days of sadness. Even Tisha B'Av is not sad. Is not part of the Jewish philosophy. It's not part of our religion. Mournful, thoughtful Tisha B'Av. Yes, 3 weeks is a time of introspection. But it's not sad. Sad is not a part of the Jewish religion. But they're a little low-key. We're not having Joey Newcomb concerts running around during the 3 weeks. Might have the speaker, and that's why Roth likes psak. But at the end of the day, there is a little bit of a change during the 3 weeks. And then that change heightens when you get to the 9 days, and obviously the week, right, with cold showers, and not cold showers, but less warm showers. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, because we have the weeks that are a little bit more introspective or a little bit more mournful, and we're thinking about Shavuos Bartamos, and we're thinking about, hopefully not Tisha B'Av, but we're thinking about this time period where there was destruction and there is destruction and there's pain in the world. When you come to Shabbos, it's like Zeh L'mazeh. You're going literally from the mall, from a Mila mall, to the Kotel. On Shabbos of the 3 weeks, there is no such thing as the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Every Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash is there. If you actually look at the paragraphs of Lecha Dodi, look at the English paragraphs, most of the paragraphs don't talk about Shabbos. You know what they talk about? They talk about Yerushalayim. They talk about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim being built. On Shabbos, always, the Beis HaMikdash is there. But how much more so during the 3 weeks, when it's a little bit of a downer during the week. Not sad, but a little more introspective and mournful. Shabbos is the opposite of that. Let's read it inside. Memnei, Shimei HaChol Godol HaTzar. You feel the Tzar, or we should try to feel the Tzar, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and there's pain in the world. And you have the story of an SAR kid, or they have the story of these crazy stories of a Hess camper going home for his brother's wedding. Terrible thing. So you have these stories. Okay, Shabbos Kodesh, Nisraba HaSimcha L'mala. On the seventh day, Hashem goes up to His chair. It's not just a regular Shabbos. These Shabboses, because the 3 weeks are a little bit more on the lower end, there's no music, there's no concerts, and there's no weddings, none of that. You have the Zeluma Zeh, you have this opposite effect. And he says here from the Sisei Tzadok, Shabbos Chazon, they're a little bit lower level, because you're a little bit more darkness during the week. Once Shabbos comes, you have much more light. Shabbos is the ultimate completeness. And then it gets a little Aramaic here, a little Zohar. And he says, great. The greater the darkness, the greater the light. So powerful. The greater the darkness, the greater the light. So girls, at the end of the day, what's the holiest Shabbos of the year? If we're saying the 3 weeks are the holiest Shabbos of the year because of the darkness of the week of the weeks, then what would be the holiest Shabbos? Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. That's what we're going to remind me to talk about that a little bit in a few weeks. Mitzvah in Yerushalayim. Amen. At the end of the day, the darker the room, the more light, you know, when you sometimes you're walking down from the Merkazia, and like you need like that your phone, but like you're walking, you feel like you're gonna trip, and you turn on your flashlight, like it's very dark up there at night, yeah? So the greater the darkness, even a little bit of light opens up the greatest darkness. And this is exactly what he's gonna say over here. Let's just start the piece, and then next week we'll finish up the piece. 11:54, what time did we say we'll go till like 12:05, like 10 more minutes, is that okay? Good? Okay. So does Shabbos Begalus Yisrael. So the secret of Shabbos in the exile of the Jewish people. Says Rav Kluger Shlita from Beit Shemesh, but now in Pennsylvania, July 22nd, 2022, every Shabbos Parshas Pinchas. It's known from the Tzadikim during the time of exile. Kishaba Yom HaShabbos, and Shabbos comes, Yesh Simcha Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, Yoser Mizman Shahayi Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Pretty crazy. Hashem has greater joy during Galut, during the times of Shabbos during Galus, more so than the times of Shabbos during the Beis HaMikdash. Pretty crazy. More so. Why? Ki bizman HaMikdash, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, haya yichud na'asa gam me'achol. Person could feel close to Hashem even during the week. Person could feel Shabbos during the week. They are easy to feel Shabbos during the week when you have the Beis HaMikdash and everything's clear that Hashem exists. But when Hashem is not so clear during the week, during the 3 weeks specifically, so Shabbos came during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, you had light during the week, and you have light on Shabbos. But after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, 3 lines off the bottom, Sha'am Yisrael Yotzul Gavs, and Klai Yisrael was thrown out of Yerushalayim, and we have to deal with tremendous pain. Niskayim B'Shechina Kadosha, Imo Anochi B'Tzara, Tehillim 91:15, Sadi Aleph Tezvav. What does Imo Anochi B'Tzara mean? Hashem says, I'm with you. As Gemara says in Megillah Chavtes, next top of the paragraph, Shekol Makom Shegol Yisrael Shechina Imam. Gemara says, Hashem says, wherever you go, I go. That if you're thrown out of your Yerushalayim, and you're thrown out of your house, what does the father and mother say? I'm there with you. You're not there by yourself. Hashem says, I'm staying in Yerushalayim, you go to Pennsylvania. No. If Hashem has to leave Yerushalayim, if Hashem has to leave his house, sorry, if the children have to leave the house, the father also reminds me of a movie back in the day. I don't know if you guys are holding this. One of my favorite movies going, Happy Gilmore. Anyone? Adam Sandler? Whatever. This is grandmother hasn't paid her taxes in forever. Adam Sandler. So his grandmother in the movie couldn't pay taxes, and they were basically throwing her out of her house. The government was like taking her house. This guy was like, you thought he wanted to be a hockey player. He wasn't good at hockey, whatever. So he didn't like stay in the house while his grandmother's being removed to some old age home. No, she left and he also left. The same thing when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had to leave, but Hashem left with us. But when Hashem left with us, that Shekhinah is on a higher level now. Because when you had the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem was in Yerushalayim, so you came to Eretz Yisrael, and you felt Him, but you also felt Him during the week. Now, after the Beis HaMikdash, you don't feel Him during the week so much, but comes Shabbos, you feel Him so much more. Because He left. He left with you. And the Shabbos is of the rest of time of until Mashiach. Without because the days of the week are so painful, and they're so stressful, and there's so much going on, he says, look at the Tefer Shlomo, who says that at the end of the day, Zelu Mazeh. I think that would be today's Twitter headline. Just like you have by the Kotel, the holier the place, and then you're gonna have a mall 5 steps away, literally. But because the days of Gullus, and specifically the 3 weeks, are so painful, and they're a little bit not sad, but they're more mournful and more introspective. There's no weddings. Because that's happening, Hashem is with us. And the Shabbos are even greater. This is what he says here. It'll be on the bottom. That's why, not only during Shabbos of the rest of the year, we're able to feel Hashem more than the Beis HaMikdash, but specifically the Shabbos of Bein HaMitzarim, when the weekdays are even harder. Even harder. Those Shabbos are able to feel Hashem the most. This Shabbos was not as like last Shabbos. It's just not. It might feel like it's the same chicken and the same deli roll Friday night. That was a big pickup, everyone, yeah? Big pickup. It might feel like it's the same Shabbos, but down deep is that we had a Shabbos, but we fasted this week. We fasted. Because there was pain this week. There was pain, not sadness. I want to keep on saying that again. Kotzker said, the difference between sadness and pain, and in English, is that sadness leads to sin. A person gets sad, it's the more of it, more sin. When there's pain and when there's leiv nishbar, broken hardness, that's a better word. When there's broken hardness, says the Kuskar, leiv nishbar, a broken heart, leads to a mitzvah. A person can be the very, very fine line between being sad and broken hearted to make sure. I'm being sad right now and it's not leading me to being a better person. Gotta stay that very far away. A broken heart, when someone passes away, chas v'shalom, you hear about someone not being having a child, rachman atzlan, or something bad happening, that doesn't lead, a person could have two sides. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction that you heard about a has camper and then like you have to be happy with your own campers. You could have two sides of your heart. On one side, thinking about the camper from camp has, but also like you have to take care of my daughters, please, and to take care of the money go to Nalfa to be able to make sure that they're having that balance. And he quotes the Chozal Ben, moving on to the second page. Al Shabbos Chazon. Says Shabbos Chazon. It's the Shabbos, obviously the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. 7 minutes left. Shekulu B'Dargas Rabba D'Rabban. He says that Shabbos Chazon, the entire Shabbos, is one of Rabba D'Rabban. Rabba D'Rabban is a concept known from the Arizal. Basically, it's known as the desire of desires. It's the holiest time of the week, Shalosh Shudas. It says Shabbos Chazon, the entire Shabbos is Shalosh Shudas like. The entire Shabbos has that holiness. Every Shabbos of the rest of the year, on Mincha, he machmas Shas Mincha bimisachol, Uzman Shalmid Sadin, Shabbos Kodesh, Mishabach Adin Larachman Gedolim. The rest of the week, Shabbos Mincha, the rest of the week, Mincha is the time of Din, right? The sun is setting, a time to be able to do tshuva. Someone once said from Rabbi Shlomo Karbach that's why, if you ever look at the sky right before the sun sets, what's the color of the sky? A little bit pinkish, yeah? So Rabbi Shlomo said something so beautiful. He said that the world is a little bit embarrassed. The face of the world is a little bit embarrassed. It's another day without the Beis HaMikdash. Another day. So the face of the world, literally. Obviously, this is Machshava. This isn't... It's another day without Hashem's name being revealed throughout the world. It's another day. So that throughout the whole week, Mincha is the time of Din. It's a little bit embarrassing, but it comes Shabbos Mincha is the opposite. Shabbos Mincha is the holiest time. As you get closer to the end of Shabbos, the holier the time we get to. So far we've said two ideas on Korach and the Korach Lameisu. But then we talked about the great, if the harder the week, if the darker the week, then the greater the Shabbos. The darker the week, the more pain of the week. Come Shabbos, Shabbos, the more light we have. Let's say one more paragraph, and then we'll continue next week. Hashem. He quotes this paragraph as Hashabbos v'sod haTshuva. At Shabbos, we know as the letters of Tshuva. Shabbos, we don't have just a week for Elul or for Rosh Hashanah to do Tshuva. This is brought down in many Svarim. Shabbos is a time of Tshuva. Before we go inside, I'll tell you two types of Tshuva. I'm sure you've heard this, girls. In the Gemara in Yuma tells us there's Tshuva Meira and Tshuva Me'ava. Doing Tshuva out of fear and Tshuva out of love. Your parent tells you to clean your room or clean your campus. Like I heard there was a, today was a big time cleanup. You could do that because you have to. Or you could do it because you want to. Doing because you have to, it's a little bit of like a lower level. I'm doing it because I don't want the tower to get upset at me. I'm doing it because I don't want my division to get upset at me. Or I want to do it because I want to respect Shabbos. I want during the rest of the week, okay. Comes Friday, I need to make my bed. I need to be able to call my grandparents. I want to be able to make sure that my area, especially outside, is by the boys. I don't know, you girls. See what, this is nothing. You just see what's going on in boys' campus. It's crazy. So what's a higher level? When your parents tell you to clean your room, or you clean your room? Obviously, when you want to do. So the Sasem is during the week, it's Shuv Meira. You say, I need a daven, I have to bench. On Shabbos, I want a daven. I want a bench. He says that he calls it between an Eved and a Ben. We're more of a servant during the week. On Shabbos, we're a son or a bas, we're a daughter. We're a prince and a princess. We have that connection. You have that 5G. During the week, it's 1G, 2G. Now the Palestinians, I just saw Biden went to America. They're getting 5G. That's what he's bringing to the table. Trump brought tremendous good things. Other things he didn't bring. But Biden, I'm going to bring the Arabs 5G. Lahavdil. During the week, we have 2G, 3G. Or as the chevra here, I don't know if you guys have AM or PM internet or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? Is that what they call it? So during the week, during the day, you have AM internet, Wi-Fi, AM Wi-Fi. During the week is AM Wi-Fi. Shabbos is PM Wi-Fi. Oh, you're able to get onto whatever you're able to get on Instagram or whatever. I know Twitter, but I'm assuming you're not able to get on that during the day or something. I don't know how to. Everything's a little bit slower. During the week, it's a little bit slower, girls. That was a good muscle. Thank you, Jeremy. Are you cats? During the week, it's a little bit slower. It's a little bit harder to feel. Shabbos is 5G. Shabbos is the Ben. During the week, it's an Eved, it's Shuv Meira. I have to clean my bunk. Shabbos comes, especially Shabbos is of the 3 weeks. I want to clean my room. I want to daven. I want to sing Zmiras. I want to be able to learn some extra. I want to say a little extra to him. I feel my Neshama Yisera. I feel that extra soul that Gemara talks about. And this will close to, because I told the Cheder over at 12:07 or at 12:05. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, V'shamar b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. We say this every week. Lazus Shabbos Adorazim B'Yisalom. B'nei Yisrael B'nei Yisrael Osili Yololam. I'm not going to sing it because I have a bad voice. And yeah. Guard the Shabbos. Shabbos is my bris. Shabbos Hashem says it's my covenant to you. Between me and my Kala. Kodesh Baruch Hu Zechasan. We're the Kala. It's a sign forever. Kishishishis yamim asa Hashem. 6 days Hashem created the world. As the Shema Basa Arts, Vema Shvi Shabbos, Ayin HaFash. 7th day Hashem rested. Hainu Kiddushas HaShabbos, Kiddushas Nishmas Yisrael. Girls, every single one of us have a Neshama. You know what the Neshama is called? The Neshama is called Shabbos. Every single one of us have a connection of Hashem, but called Shabbos. So wherever our Neshamas came from, it came from a place called Shabbos. That's what he says over here. Says this whole ending of Shabbos is right after the Chedah Yisrael. From here we learn how to ask mercy upon Klal Yisrael, right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe us off the earth, what did Hashem do? He hated Shadavka mitocha nefila makom achet misgala otzam akesher anitzri. What did Moshe do? Moshe didn't just daven for forgiveness. What did Moshe do? Gemara Bracha says, Moshe just didn't daven for forgiveness. Moshe said, I only want you to rest your Shekhinah on us. That the Nishmas Yisrael, the connection should be for the rest of the time, that it should be known to the Jewish Neshama, that's only you and us. It's not you and the rest of the world. It's not just good enough, like Moshe said, to be able to give atonement for for Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is the time to be able to feel that connection. Shekei nefashos yisrael misharshem, down deep. Rechokim gamrim et me'avonis. He quotes this from Rabbi Nassim. Down deep, these girls don't want to touch boys. They don't want to be, we don't want to sin. Down deep to the Jewish neshama, we don't want to sin. V'chol achiza b'chein hirach b'chitzonius. When a person sins, it's only an outward. Inwardly, they want to do the right thing. They want to do the right thing, like the Rambam tells us. Now I quote the Rambam, now it could be a real share. Probably the only share on why you tour with Rambam, One Tree Hill, the next hospital. Rambam says when a husband doesn't want to give a wife a get, nowadays people put a lot of pressure, but back in the day, they used to take a bet, meet him in the back of an alley, and take two guys, much bigger than I am, and pound them out. You going to give your wife a get? No. Not got one tooth. Still not going to give your wife? Not got another tooth. And beat him to a pulp until he says rotza ani. I mean, ask you girls a question: should that be a good bill of divorce? He doesn't want to do it. He's only doing it because he wants to. Because he doesn't want to die. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson and a lot of other swarm say no. Sometimes people in life then just need to be encouraged. They need to be encouraged. Down, it might look on the outside that he's only doing because he doesn't want to die. But down deep, every Jewish neshama wants to do the right thing. Every Jewish person in this camp and throughout the world, no matter where they are, they want to do. But what happens? We get lost. We get lost in this world. It's a very chaotic world. It's very stressful. It's a lot going on. That's what he says over here. Top of Shimon Tess on the top. Rechokim the garmi v'aras. The Jewish Shema is not. We're separate from sin. Last line. Last paragraph. It's only on the outside. It's only on the outward. I need to have my Shabbos walk, and I need to have this and that. It's only on the outside. Lachin b'dor hamidbar, in the times of the midbar. Av shel achar cheda eagle of the Yisrael's ksarim sha'adu alim b'shas kabal satorah. The Gemara tells us on Shabbos that after cheda eagle, we lost the crowns of Nas and Nishma. We lost it, but we still had a kapara. Hashem still forgave us. B'yom haShabbos hechziru lahem Moshe b'nei b'tfilaso. That's why if you look in the zemer of I think Yom Zamechuba Nas and Nishma Amr Kafar Yom Zamechubad. So is that? Or the other one, or maybe it's Yom Shabbaton. It's either one of the two. We say Nasav Nishma Amar Kacha. Nasav Nishma comes back to us. Is that on Shabbos is before we go back to a level before the sin, before Chet Egel. He Oz Dafka Nisgala Tokif Kedusha Yisrael Lamala Mitam Adas. Then we get to a place that's on a higher level. So at the end of the day, Rav Kluger didn't get to it yet. We're going to get to it next week. But basically, he was saying. Rav lach shevas be'emek habacha, because the week is hard, because the week is filled with a little bit of a korban, and we don't have that same 5G that we have on Shabbos. So every Shabbos we have that 5G. But how much more so when it comes during the Shabbos is during the weeks of the 3 weeks, and it could be quote unquote after the Chet Ego, which means during this time it's a time of hardship. Comes Shabbos Parshas Pinchas Matas Masa and Dvarim. Comes along those Shabbos of the 3 weeks, and Hashem says, the weeks are very hard, the weeks are very dark and chaotic. You're going to need a light. You're going to need extra 5G. You're going to need extra light to be able to get through next week. Here, take the light, take the lamp, take the ore, to be able to get you. And girls, when you say this line tonight by Lechadori, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek Abacha, I'll just give you a little bit of a thing. It doesn't say Rav Lach Sheves. It says Rav Lach Shabbos. Sheves means how great are the dwellings in the weeks of in the weeks of tears, in the valley of tears. He says Sheves from the Tver Shlomo. Sheves is Shabbos. How great are the Shabbosos be'imik abacha during the weeks of the tears. So when we say that line during Chodori tonight, there's to remember every single one of us have hard times during the week, and every throughout the year, Hashem gives us that 5G. But Shabbos of the 3 weeks, the weeks are filled with darkness. But because they're filled with darkness, and Hashem needs us and wants us to feel and to be able to get through, to be able to not only to get through the next week, but to be able to come past this week, Hashem gives us the ability through that 5G of the aura of that Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Ben Megabacha, to feel His love. And maybe like the Sasema says, during the week we don't feel that connection. It's hard. You're busy. You feel like you're in Eved. But I'm doing my Avodas Hashem. Shabbos, I feel like I need to. I want to. I have to. It's my oxygen. It's who I am. Shabbos.
Thank you.